You see, love requires, the second thing I want you to take home is that love requires the formation of character. Love is just not a matter of feelings. Remember, feelings, they come and go. They're based on how we're feeling physically. They're based on how we're feeling emotionally, right? They're based on feelings. So love, what is that that Paul says? Love abides or love remains, right? That's what this agape love is. You can probably guess what the church's role in this one is. But, you know, beyond making disciples of Jesus Christ, it is the task of the church to be a character-forming community. A character-forming community. Quite honestly, you don't come to worship to feel good. You come to worship to be shaped and formed by God. That's what your prayer life is all about. It's not to feel good about yourself. You can buy plenty of books to feel good about yourself, right? Prayer is sometimes painful because it forces us to look in the mirror. I continually find myself asking, do I really feel that way when I pray? We must deliberately and carefully talk about how to reform the church so that we can more fully devote our energies to learning and teaching how to love. This agape love. How to love. How to love each other. How to love the community and the people in the community. How to love. What Paul speaks of are habitual actions and just your disposition. We can't just decide one day, you know, kind of like, I haven't seen the movie, but it sounds kind of like Yes Man. He wakes up one day and decides to say yes to everything, right? We can't just wake up one day and all of a sudden decide, I'm going to love everybody today, right? No. These are learned patterns of behavior that must be cultivated over time in the context of a community that models and supports such behavior. What happens if we don't have a community that models such behavior? We'll never make it, will we? No. Can't be a Christian without a church. All right? We have to be a part of a community that models and supports such behavior. To build character, the church has to be given the power to change lives. And the only way the church can be given the power to change lives is through prayer and being present and active in people's lives. And the only way that we can be present and active in people's lives, the only way that we can do this is to live lives that are passionate, that are passionately in love with what we are doing here, with the ministries that we provide here, with the people that we have the gift of touching, of changing their lives. But you know what? We can't stop there. We really can't, because all in all, that's not love. And do you know why? I kind of cheated a little bit and I already stepped into this. Love is a verb. You can't just say you love somebody and then not do anything. Right? You've got to take the next step and ask the question. Do you know what the Wesleyan question is that I'm going to lift up? How is your soul? So I ask you this morning, how is your soul? How can we help? And even more importantly, we need to say, you know, God loves you with an indescribable love. That statement brings more healing than many other words. All right.